As of right now, yeah. This is going to be the podcast.
Actually?
Yeah.
All right. Put it sideways at least, you animal.
Hello, welcome to episode one, season one of... I haven't figured out what I'm going to call this yet. It's going to be either Toby's Two Cents, TP America, which I don't remember what that stands for, but something pretty clever.
Toilet potty.
It was like Toby's Podcast America. That's what it was.
Oh, I like that.
I do too. And then it can be the political compass with all the toilet paper all over it. And the TP America. I think that's clever as hell.
I think that's very clever.
You want your pad thai, bro?
I want everything. I think these people right here are crossing the border.
For those of you who can't see, they're Mexican.
Are you going to censor this at all?
No.
No, it's for class, bro. Oh, it's because there's a soccer game going on.
I was told that I can cuss all I want.
Really?
Yeah. I can say whatever I want. Nope.
You told I can cuss?
You can't cuss. I can only cuss.
Oh, whoa. Look.
What? What is it?
I got it.
You got your noodles.
It flipped over the steering wheel. We're eating noodles.
The topic. We're eating noodles. Welcome to noodles time. Oh, that smells like sex.
Why?
In case you're wondering, I've never had sex. But hi, Cole Prince.
They said you can cuss, but not lie.
That's fair. Anyways,
who's Cole Prince?
My teacher.
Hi.
What we're gonna talk about today is how raising minimum wage and inflating the currency actually hurts poor people. Which,
when things cost more, when it costs more to pay people to make things, they just make things cost more.
Yep. Well, the way... So, the first one is you can't raise the value of minimum wage because we're explaining it. We're teaching Mr. Camera. Because if you raise minimum wage... Or you can't raise the value of minimum wage, only the dollar sign of it.
Which raises the dollars of everything else.
Yep. So, a Big Mac will always cost... A Big Mac meal will always cost the same as 1 hour of labor. And you can set 1 hour of labor at anything, but Burger King will just immediately adjust it, you know?
Because Dairy Queen did that. You worked at Dairy Queen, and they calculated meals.
Well, you know they do. You know they do. That's
some
why prices range.
Some people don't.
Well, those people are stupid. And hopefully you know now if you didn't before.
It's a little hot. I'm going to turn the air back on.
You can turn the air on. That gonna stop? Yep.
Yeah. I didn't even notice it.
Anyways, and they were talking about how we're printing a lot more money.
Things about my 17-year-old truck. It just makes sense.
We're talking about how Donald just printed $6 trillion to help with Corona dollars. But here's the thing. So now the money's worth less, right? So everyone took a 6% pay cut this year because we had huge print time. But the issue that I just came across that I just know. So if you take, so now renter who owns stuff, so he owns a $100,000 house, right? Well, money just got worth less.
Uh-huh.
So now he owns a $106,000 house.
Yeah.
He just made $6,000 worth of house. His house property value just went up, which means he can now charge more for your rent. Mm-hmm. And he will, because money's worthless. And so now you're making the same amount of money. You're still making $12 an hour, but your rent just went up. The place you live in's price just went up. So now your renter's insurance just went up. And you just lose money. And the guy who owns everything stayed the same, if not made money. And that happens across the board, and it's stupid. There's not a single positive of printing more money, except really expedient, like immediate. Everyone has more money for like 10 minutes, and then everyone has less money for 10 years. Which is really stupid.
The amount of people who go into debt unnecessarily, like, it's one thing if, like, your family member has a disease and you need to take out loans because your medical insurance I don't know, like, I need new this, I need new that. Makes me think Americans aren't smart enough to govern themselves and make good choices, or just people in general, because given the opportunity, they're not going to think long term, they're going to think short term only.
Yep. Which is terrifying, because our money is now worth what?
And our system of government is based on the idea that we're smart enough that we can think long term and make our own decisions.
Assuming we're able to kick out all the corrupt people in time. That's a whole nother thing. Congress and Senate still don't have term limits.
And now it's Democrats wanting to add term limits.
To the Supreme Court, no less.
Which I think should be like supported bipartisan unanimously.
I think we should have started this whole thing with term limits. For more than, because we didn't have term limits on anyone, but George was like, no, 8 years is enough. George Washington.
Citation needed.
Mm-hmm. Which is kind of
neat. I was expecting to do this with like a real camera and like lights.
I don't know. I just need the mic.
Okay.
There's not going to be any video.
Really?
Not on this one. I don't know. What do you guys think?
If there's no video, I'm eating in the dark.
Well, I thought you were, just had the light on so you could eat.
No.
The video's just on here to get audio.
You can replace, like, images. Like, you could put a picture of George Washington there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We should have been playing, like, Call of Duty while doing this.
Yeah, that would have been funny. What do you think about...
No. Wrong.
Were you happy when Ruth Bader Ginsburg died?
I'm not happy when human life is ended.
What about the opportunities surrounding said death? That one side of the aisle could deem as a...
I think term limits is a good idea.
I think it's a great idea.
Second of all...
Everyone's corrupt 8 years down the road. 100%.
People need to shut up about... Uh-oh, now the Republicans are going to have more people. Yeah, it's their turn. Get over it. That's how turns work, you know?
Mm-hmm.
When Trump got elected and the House... Was it the House and Senate were all Republican?
Everything was Republican. The whole... And we didn't do shit.
And everybody was mad. First of all, they were elected, so that means the majority of America wanted that outcome.
Not necessarily by majority of people, majority of voting power.
Yep.
Because the Electoral College exists and there's a reason for it. Does that make... That actually makes us a republic, not a direct democracy.
Wow,
look, we're
not
democracy. That's not what we are. Wow.
The House and Senate are directly voted for. There's no Electoral College for them, right?
No, yeah. they're just pure numbers.
Well, the fact that all three is Republican means, slightly over 50% of people want...
50% of each area, because it's not the whole population, though, because, like, San Francisco has... 13 million people were, and so the Nancy Pelosi's Senate seat is worth 13 million people, where Fortenberry's Senate seat, or he might be Congress, I don't have a damn clue, whatever, one of our Senate seats is only worth 500,000 people, you know, so it's not necessarily population, but half of the states.
Anyway, it's the Republicans' turn now, and then the Democrats, it's back and forth and back and forth. That's the whole point. And so when all of a sudden power changes, everybody freaks out. It's like the stock market. When it goes down a little bit, people freak out. It's like, well, it's going to go down, and
that's
then
it's the
going
thing.
To go up.
Yep. If it doesn't go up, then we have a crash, like a real one. And everyone sells everything. And no one can
Given
eat.
The circumstances of avoiding a bigger stock market crash, do you think Trump was right to print money? Because it really did help short term.
Yeah, short term.
I was worried it wouldn't help short term
at all. I think we're still going to crash. I think there's a good chance that we crash again. Especially if Biden wins, we're crashing again. 100% chance, I think.
I should pull my money out before...
I think that'd be a good idea. But once again, it's unpredictable.
Well, the election's unpredictable. I can generally say, and the stock market is as well, but I can generally say that if a Democrat wins, it's more likely to go down than go up.
And for the first couple of years, because no one knows how radical they're going to be. You know, Kamala Harris is president.
I like, who was it that said Biden's been in some sort of office for 50 years voting relatively the same?
Yep.
Why is he going to vote any different?
To get reelected. Because he's having appeal to Bernie's supporters right now.
Yeah.
Which is terrifying.
Yeah, but that's fine during the election. That's what Obama did. Yeah. He tried to appeal to the left.
And like then did the nothing but straight up.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's explain the political compass, which I assume I made a graphic. I don't know if I did or not. But if I did, it should be the graphic that you're looking at right now.
We'll see how into this Toby was.
Yeah.
Where's my Gatorade?
Anyways, so we've got up, down, and left, right. Left and right is just Republican versus Democrat.
Basically.
Which is
conservative, progressive.
Yep. Left, which is community or group, communism, group judgment, group more, just group.
Right is individual
and
capitalism,
maybe not necessarily free thought, but free expression of something. I don't know.
You take the test and it puts you, because it's a grid, and it tells you how much you trust the government or how little you trust the government. And how conservative or like Democrat, progressive you are.
Progressive can really be anywhere though.
But it's
generally
right now,
in American politics, right now it's left as fuck, which is shitty. Up and down, up is control, down is less control. And then left, right is left, right. And so both of us are almost left.
You are not.
I'm two over.
Oh, to the left?
To the right.
No, which is quite a bit for Toby.
Well, I was 7 over like 2 years ago.
Really? Gosh, dang.
And he's just straight down. So he just hates the government and both parties.
I'm down 4 out of 10. So just please stop making rules. Let America be free. I'm not 10 down because there's a couple good rules, but stop making unnecessary. I think the fire department is necessary.
That's a socialist thing, bro. I guess that's why you're left. I kind of like the fire department.
I'm on Medicaid.
But no, not till end of the month.
Yeah, okay. But would be totally, like, I would prefer it if no one except the really people who needed it had Medicaid.
Well, you're only on it because it's illegal if you weren't on it.
Yeah.
Thanks, Obama. Holly just pays cash. It's like a $700 a year fine to not pay Medicare, and she pays it every year.
So what'd she do? Does she have any sort of insurance?
No. They just don't go to the doctor. Unless they need, like, actually have to.
What happens when she gets colon cancer?
And she dies.
From eating dairy queen so
much. She dies. She quit.
Really? I knew that. The damage is already done, bro.
Yeah. No more colon for Holly.
If people want to smoke cigarettes, they should be... They have the right to make a decision that's not in their best interest.
And I shouldn't be financially liable for said decision.
As universal
health care would imply.
As long as your personal decision doesn't do significant damage to other people, you can do that thing.
I can wave my arms as hard and as fast as I want, but if I hit someone else, that should be illegal. You know?
And that's why the masks are controversial.
I can blow up my own land, but just not yours.
Because the argument is that if I don't wear a mask, I'm endangering other people. But...
Which is true if the masks were as effective as the media portrays them out to be.
Or if it coronavirus was as deadly as we thought it was at first.
Yeah. If it was actually the plague.
Now, there's an argument to be made that the numbers we're seeing are lower and comparable, not the same, but they're comparable to the flu because of the measures we're already taking.
They are 100% comparable currently. And we're all being careful and taking a step back and washing our stupid hands. I get we're doing all this thing and, you know, maybe if we get a vaccine, we can wiggle our way out of this and whatever. Mm-hmm. But why isn't the cover of every newspaper and headline, boost your immune system, get ready for when it shows up type of a thing? Because
it's a, we can run in not to get it.
I can run and hide from anything forever, but eventually that thing finds you and shoots you.
I can stay in my basement and not come into contact with anyone, and there's 100% chance I'm not going to get it. But wouldn't you just be better off, not just because of coronavirus, anything else? The flu still exists. Other illnesses still exist. Wouldn't you be better off just quit smoking, eat healthier, exercise, drink water? Like, those are not bad things.
No.
Those are only good things. And no one's really pushing boost your immune system. It's just, here's how to prevent disease. Here's how to stay in your house.
Yeah. Well, and then on top of that, who's the people dying from coronavirus? There's a few non-symptom, like, there's some healthy people that die from just corona. And that's really scary. But almost the vast majority, what is it, like 90-some percent of people who die?
Or 94.
Somewhere in there. Whatever. 90-plus percent of people who die from coronavirus
have two to three
complicated symptoms. Complicated, like, pre-existing conditions.
And people say that, oh, so you don't care about those people. No, that's not. It's a balance. Well, first of all, the CDC was being intentionally deceptive there, and no one's talking about that. I don't care if they were off by several percent.
Or the whole medical community was fine with us boosting the numbers to...
And I don't see that doing anything more than just creating a panic.
Yeah, so
because that's what it did.
And now government has more power.
And I'm not saying that we should,
I dropped an egg.
Egg's gone.
What are you not saying?
I don't know. I lost my train of thought.
I'm not saying we shouldn't have
done what we did, but I'm mad the government
lied at all, period. In any case. Yep. Also with the masks, because at first it was no masks.
Anti-government control, because I'm four down, and the government's like...
The number four.
Intentionally lying or creating a panic. Because I don't see that as doing anything but creating a panic.
Or intentional or not, they're responsible for said panic.
At the start and said, new numbers, we now know that the people in most danger are those with multiple underlying symptoms. And the deaths have been from those and maybe aggravated by coronavirus. If they would have come out and said that, it'd be like, oh, you know, that's fine. Be careful if you have underlying symptoms. Mm-hmm. But they said all of these people died as a result of coronavirus.
And all we saw were the numbers.
Yeah, strongly giving the impression that coronavirus contributed directly to their deaths. And that was like the sole cause. And that's very misleading, and I can't see that as anything but intentional.
Even if it's not intentional, though, they're still responsible. And that's the scary part.
Right.
Because it can be, oh, we accidentally panicked the whole country into doing this thing for a very severe flu.
Yeah, right.
And that's terrifying because our lives completely did a 180 for, you know, months.
Our lives are still almost in a 180.
My life's pretty close to back to normal.
Well, I never lost my job or anything, so that
Concordia.
Was nice.
Yeah, that happened. Concordia hasn't cared at all.
Well, they're in a different county.
Yeah, and so
we haven't cared.
We're just wearing masks.
Fucking the news today, it was either CNN or NBC. It was yesterday. CNN or NBC yesterday, they were interviewing Bob Woodward, and he was upset that Trump said, yeah, I downplayed things a little bit to not create a panic. Whether he should have or shouldn't have done that, that's beside the point. Bob Woodward's comment was, Americans don't panic. That we tell us the truth and we're not going to panic. But that's very, very untrue. That where did all the toilet paper and hand sanitizer yep. go? If that's not a panic that's not, like, rational, I don't know what is.
Or you're told you're not allowed to gather. There's a disease. And so, you remember that weekend? It first started, we were coming yep. back from Utah. And that next weekend, we were driving around town. There wasn't a single car on O Street. Yep. There wasn't a single car on the highway or on the interstate. No one was out. Not a single person was out doing anything.
And that's before it was mandated. I think that yeah. constitutes a panic.
I think that's easily a panic. Everybody changed their life dramatically in a completely... They just shut down. Everyone shut down and went home. And if this was a real... Also, the word pandemic is meaningless now. Because we've just cried wolf about it way too hard. Anyways.
Well, by the definition they currently use, the seasonal flu is a pandemic. I got the flu in January, and it was probably the same strain that had visited China mm-hmm. in December.
Yep.
And it's just, that's how diseases go. We have a global economy. People fly back and forth. You can't really stop that. It just circulates. The difference is Corona is... The biggest one is that it's new. It's the novel coronavirus. Well, we didn't know how to deal with
it. And it was way ahead of us. We yeah. were getting tests ready and testing people, and they'd already had it. And you're like, how the hell did it get here yep. already? Turned out it was way ahead of us. You know, they found tests going back to November, and we didn't do anything about it till mid-March, you know?
I think it's possible I had this. I'm not saying probable, but I haven't had... I don't think I've ever had the flu in my life. Like, I'm pretty healthy. I've had... I get head colds mm-hmm. about once a year. I've had pneumonia twice.
For about a year.
yeah, but I've never had the flu, to my recollection. And I got the flu really bad.
Really bad.
Right when coronavirus started.
You almost died.
Oh, yeah. I had to be on a ventilator. No, I just stayed home. Because it was just like the flu. And regardless of whether it was the flu or corona, I treated it the same and got over it the same.
And so should everyone else.
And I have a good enough immune system that it was fine. The symptoms were the same because corona and the flu, really the only way you can tell is a test. So what's the big deal?
Or if your feet hair turned blue or something like that.
yeah. Well, you have to treat it the same regardless. So everybody who's freaking out, it doesn't matter what you label it, you're having flu-like symptoms.
Yeah.
And the best way we figured out to treat it is like the flu. Stay home, get some rest, drink water, boost your immune system. All that good stuff.
There's been a lot of deception with this one. Ventilators turn out do more harm than good because your body gives up ease like almost immediately. Masks, we were told not to wear them for like a month, and then we did a 180 on that, and we made it illegal not to in most cities.
And everybody forgets about that.
And we just forget about it. It goes back to 1984 type stuff.
There's been a lot of government mismanagement about this, and I don't see how most people can blame it on Trump. Trump's main and only decision here was to let the states...